Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, my voice and my name belong to the ages. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Kenny, have you followed the story from Tucson? I want to see if anybody listening to us in Tucson knows what happened to that pair of kangaroos that escaped from... Some guy had a pair of kangaroos a week or so ago. They escaped. Whatever happened to them? Anybody know?
I think they caught them.
They caught them? Did they?
I think so, but it did disappear from the news.
All right, so for those of you who are in Tucson and are hot to trot, get the pun, hot to trot kangaroos.
Yes, ooh, I see what you did.
Okay, so what's going on in Tucson with these kangaroos? Please, let's have a live eyewitness, ear witness report. 888-302-3684. I want to know what happened to the kangaroos who escaped. I don't know what. Why does this guy have kangaroos? Did you ever figure that out, Kenny? Why is he got?
I think he's just like kangaroos.
I like them too, but I don't have them in my backyard.
Yeah, it's
kangaroos.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Or you can look down their pouch. So what's going on with the
look down their pouch?
Kangaroo.
They'll box you, don't they, punch?
Yeah, I think I've heard that. 888-302-3684. Okay, here's a troubling development that really has this puts me off my piece.
Can I not be Googling boxing kangaroos? I'm gonna have to get serious.
Well, I'm into something that's going on in New Hampshire. But before we get there, let's find out from Al what the story is with these kangaroos. Al's in Tucson. Al, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Doing fine. I miss you and Mary together years ago.
Oh, my heavens. That's right. Mary Beal and I were on together, and we used to come and visit Tucson because she lived in Tucson.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm glad you followed us all that time, Al. Thank you.
Doug, one of them was recovered. One of them is still missing in action.
Really? How old are these kangaroos, you know?
No idea. They're wallaroos.
Wallaroo. Huh. What's the difference between a kangaroo and a wallaroo?
Well, obviously a wallaby and a kangaroo.
Oh, I didn't think about it that way. So these were crossbreeds.
Yeah, and they were pets, and they got loose somehow, and somebody got some video, which is what we saw virally, of them running down the road.
Yeah.
But one of them, I think, is still on the loose. Hopefully the coyotes didn't get him.
Yeah. How large are these wallaroos?
Well, I think they're smaller than a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Before? I know Tucson is quite a ways from Phoenix, but the last time I was in Phoenix, there were just wild boar everywhere.
Well, they don't call a wild boar. It's not even a member of the pig family. It's a peccary.
Oh.
But it's called a javelina.
Really? Okay, a javelina.
They look like pigs, and they're all over the place. We have them here. I just pulled up, and I saw a couple of them run across the road.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
At my work.
You taught us something today.
What do you do for work?
You need to come visit, Jennifer. You're only a plane trip away.
I know. I work close by.
I work at the station that you're on, Doug.
Okay.
I listen to you every morning.
Heaven's sakes. Good for you. Thank you.
Thank goodness, because if you worked at the station and didn't listen to us, that would be really sad.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Mr. Justice for us.
All right. I'm going to come see you guys in the javelina. I love it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. All right.
The history of the boxing kangaroo.
Yes.
It originates with the animal's defensive behavior. It's like the mascot of Australia, and it's because kangaroos use their arms to hold an attacker in place while they use their claws on their hind legs to try to kick, slash, or disembowel them. So cute.
Very nice.
So it looks like they're boxing when they're in attack.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Love a good disembowelment.
Meanwhile, in another area of the world, Concord, New Hampshire, where they're having the prep school rape trial of a 19-year-old St. Paul School graduate. Owen LaBrie is his name. Closing arguments today. The information that surrounds this is moderately unique to this particular event. However, because I take almost every opportunity I can to discuss this in disgust, because there is so much of it, it is the kind of thing people say in this circumstance, well, this is a child of privilege, and he can get away with it, or thought he could get away with it, because of his standing in the community. And I've heard this many, many times. I remember hearing it when I was a student in college. I remember hearing about it when I first started doing radio, and it happened to somebody that worked at the radio station where I was. And yet we have not made a focus on this or attention to this a priority in our country. And I believe that this is one of the most important social issues, I guess is probably the best word here, of our time, because there is so much of it. And one would hope that his or her wife or daughter or sister never has to go through that. I will tell you that I have had that experience in my family, and it is not something that you take lightly. And so as a result of that, whenever these things come to trial, you wonder, okay, how is this person going to pray? It's like a bad television show. You know what I mean? These portrayals of what goes on, and there's way too much of it. I think Law & Order, I've stopped watching Law & Order SVU because I think that it trivializes, although supposedly it is aimed at helping or underscoring what goes on. But the stories are pretty similar. And, yeah, maybe get to the bottom of one. But how about we get to the bottom of the whole thing?
Right.
And understanding that men who take advantage of women in this way. Now, you can say, well, women do it to men. Well, 1 out of 100 cases of rape involves a woman manipulating a man.
Well, and men don't always feel comfortable coming forward, too, when something
No, well,
wrong.
Women don't either.
That's true.
Women
that
don't.
That is true.
Not at all. So I hope this kid gets the book thrown at him. They play with these, especially, again, people of privilege. They play with their ability to manipulate things because they can hire a good lawyer. And oftentimes, again, the girl, the victim is just slighted and cast off.
Oftentimes, yeah, just pushed through the mud.
She was asking for it. You know, you hear that kind of stupid stuff. And so it goes on. And it ought not to, in my estimation. We need to be socially conscious, a much more socially conscious lot than we have been on this. 14 past the hour on Good Day. If you're one of the millions and millions and millions of American men and women who have lost their hair or who are in the process of losing their hair, perhaps you might listen carefully to the next 60 seconds or so of information about a product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is a natural treatment that focuses on your hair and its loss. Provia is safe, safe, safe. It's natural, natural, natural. It's the right move for you. So call 800-525-8319 and order Provia today. When you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get two Provias for the price of one. You get the regular and you get the super concentrate, and it won't cost you more than if you ordered one or the other. 800-525-8319. Get noticeable results. Get your hair back or get your money back. 800-525-8319 Provia, and you get priority shipping for free as part of this package as well. So let's get going. Let's hustle it up. Let's get your hair back. Let's have you look the best you possibly can look. Always be your best and look your best. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now. 1-800-644-2614. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-644-2614. That's 1-800-644-2614. One more time, ready? 1-800-644-2614.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Sweet memories fill the place. Can't wait to get a taste. Come on home.
Labor Day is almost here. And what better way to celebrate than with Eckrich Smoked Sausage on the grill? Come on home to the savory smokehouse taste of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, bringing families together for over 120 years.
The love is waiting, so come on home.
Come on home to Eckrich.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive my owner had to give up half decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good economic news continues, even though it's erratic. Second quarter growth, a lot of the numbers will come out today. There are some good things. For example, well, I don't know if this is about the economy as much as it is good for the people that work for the Gap. The Gap stores, Banana Republic stores, Old Navy stores, all belong to the same company. They say they will stop requiring employees to work shifts determined in the 24-hour period before they go to work. A lot of people have that circumstance in some companies.
Wait, well, supposed to be like an
they were told the day before, your hours tomorrow will be.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
It is. So now they're going to give their workers 10 days notice as to their schedule.
Wow, that's extreme. What about just a week?
Yeah, how about a few days? It's hard in circumstances. We were talking about this yesterday, how important it would be for the world, the United States, if we could start by shifting people's hours around so there wasn't so much traffic and so much waste of fuel. You know, all these people who keep clamoring for an end to global warming and fossil fuels, you realize how easy it would be to eliminate about half of the idling in cars? Yesterday, we found out Washington was the worst city to travel in the country, and L.A. is bad, New York is bad, and Seattle's bad, San Francisco's bad, Boston's bad, yeah. Okay, but if we encouraged, if these blowhards in the government, instead of just yakking about things that are supposedly their pet peeves or projects, if you actually did something, and how easy would it be to give tax credits to companies who have a staggered work schedule for their employees? Pretty good idea, right?
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Super Brain of Huey Lewis. Number one song during this week in 1985 was The Power of Love. We'll go through a number of number one tunes for you here as we go back over the last 25 years or so. That's The Power of Love. Right. Good song. Good pop song. Even seeing all these, don't you think it was, I think about this when I think about the Boss or some of these other people like John Cougar. I just think, I don't know, I don't think Huey Lewis was a smoker. I don't think Springsteen was, but Mellencamp certainly was.
And you can tell.
Oh, yeah, right, listening to some of this stuff. How they keep up singing to the extent that they have. I don't think that Huey Lewis can still get at it. He could have done it. Anyway, it'd be nice to, I've not ever seen him in concert. I'd like to see him perform hits.
Oh, back in the 80s. It was really good.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
French, Power of Love. Okay, so we got that. Huey Lewis, number one this week, 1985, Power of Love. Los Lobos next.
La, 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 bamba.
Number one this week, 1987 is the year. Los Lobos, Richie. Sing this every night as you and your wife drift off to...
Absolutely, yeah.
My darling La Bamba. Jennifer, how are you, La Bamba? Is it okay?
They are hanging just perfectly.
Perfect. La Bamba, okay. Do we spoil this with the George Michael number one this week?
Spoil it? George Michael.
Yeah, but this song was so great, wasn't it? Did you all like this song?
Monkey or the
Monkey? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Tom Monkey. Yeah. Wasn't doing anything to me. Number one, 1989, Richard Marx.
That's out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah.
Talk about the boiling.
Yeah. Richard Marx right here waiting for you. See, I don't mind this kind of song. I don't love it. Nice sentiment in the song.
Best friend with one of my friends, Robert
Marx
Conrad.
Is? Really?
Wait a minute. Richard Marx and Robert Conrad are best friends?
Buddies. Well, really? Yeah, buddies.
That
sure.
Is unlikely.
That's interesting, yeah, right.
He helped Richard Marx get started.
No idea.
Richard Marx produced his daughter's album.
Nice. Yeah. Next up on the list this week, 1991, number one song belonging to Bryan Adams from some movie.
To Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
That's part of the song is that big fat Gresham that he plays. Yeah. Big body guitar.
All right, Boyz II Men up next on the list. Number one during this week in 1994. I do like this song.
Yeah. my graduation song from high school.
Yeah.
In 95. Yeah, we were a little.
Did your whole class slow dance to it?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let's move into 1995, number one song during this week in 95 from Seal.
Oh, wait a minute.
What do we think of this song?
This was from what movie?
It was a Batman movie.
That's
yeah,
right.
You're right.
Really? Which one?
What year was it?
1995.
I'm going to say George Clooney's Batman, but I don't know.
Let's see. All right, let's keep moving, Richie. Puff Daddy and Faith Evans.
Now we're talking.
Number one, 1997. Number one during this week in 97.
This is when he sampled the police.
Yeah, this is actually, for this genre, this is a pretty good version of this song, I think.
It's great.
I'll be missing you, Faith Evans and Puff Daddy.
And you know who they wrote it for?
Who?
Biggie Smalls.
They didn't write it. This song was around.
No, but they made this song, for Biggie
Smalls.
Yeah.
Is that when Biggie Smalls got killed?
That's right.
I'm impressed that I knew that, Jim.
I am.
All right, let's share Brandy and Monica. Number one, 1998. All right, we have time to squeeze one more in, Richie.
Yeah, Janice Jackson. And Jennifer.
Christina. All right. Musical retrospectives, if you will, for your listening and dancing pleasure. 28 after on Good Day.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
It's that time again. The buses are rumbling, and that means back to school is in full swing. It's time to stock up and earn 5 bonus box tops on specially marked products like Cheerios, Nature Valley, or Go-Gurt. Find out more at walmart.com/boxtops and make sure your family gets everything they need to restart their routine. Only at Walmart. 50 cent value to box tops for education eligible school while supplies last.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
That's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, isn't that guy? I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We got another good half hour of conversation going here on the
You're fired.
Good day program. Yeah. How do I fire myself?
I don't know. It'd be tough. But you
take
can
a
do
vote
it.
Of you and Jennifer. So Jennifer and Richie and Kenny voted me off the island. I guess that'd be the end of it, right?
We would be too lonely without you.
Lonely without me. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Yeah. Always the killjoy. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Senator Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Interesting contrast here. I can't see anything.
Are you doing a category on Jeopardy called Crazy Uncles?
Well, no, what I'm doing is trying to see what the heck I'm talking about.
I remember Joe and Bernie.
I did, yes, but I just opened the dishwasher and the dishes hadn't finished.
And they were in there.
So, yeah, they were in there, but also there was a lot of steam. So my glasses are covered with steam. And so now, clean it off. Thank you. So let's look at money for a minute here and how this all affects you and how you decide who to support if you're going to give money. How many people here give money? Actually, ever gave money to a political campaign? Jennifer, ever give money? Richie has?
Mm-hmm. I have, yeah. Right. I think so.
Kenny?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So here's Bernie Sanders.
And it didn't do me any good, by the way.
No, it doesn't usually. I've given to, I don't give to national. I do have given to regional, help local politicians here and there. Bernie Sanders drawing more support from small donors than even Barack Obama did in 2008. The average contribution so far to Bernie Sanders is $31. $31.
I'm telling you, in my own, because, you know, I run my own institute, you know, there's Quinnipiac, or however you say it, and Rasmussen, and, you know, all the
horn
other polling.
Pole.
I have the horn pole,
the horn pole,
I dance on and take scientific surveys on, you know, depending on the time of day.
Uh-huh.
And in my studies, Dougie, you know, people are passionate about Bernie Sanders. And I use my mom here as kind of my, my
bellwether.
My test group
guide. Yeah,
she should be liking Hillary Clinton. She's not. She's liking Bernie, and all of her friends are liking Bernie. And you know, I think there's that.
Problems.
She's got problems. And wow. As much as she was kind of the one that was supposed to get it, it seems that Bernie's really catching traction.
But,
and I don't know if Biden can catch up with that.
If, well, that's the third piece of this. There's a new poll out today shows Mrs. Clinton with a strong lead over Sanders in Iowa. However, if you look at New Hampshire, it's exactly the opposite. Is that just regional?
Right.
No, is that what that's about?
Vermont.
Yeah. I mean, Martin O'Malley, why would he's in the Iowa straw poll, but who's going to vote for him?
What a waste of time.
Yeah, absolute waste of time. So, but Joe Biden here, getting the green light from President Obama before he went out on his own. So understand the ramifications of that. Obama encourages Biden to run. This is a story in the Washington Post.
And then 5 minutes later calls the FBI and says, yeah, go ahead and open up that investigation.
Right, exactly.
No problem.
So now there's a meeting between Biden and the people who in the second round of the Obama presidency, not the first time, again, back to the small donors, we're appealing to the base, everybody loves you, please vote for me because I'm a man of the people. Well, that went up in smoke, as usual with these guys. So now, in 2012, he ran again, yep. Okay, 2012, there are people who are bundling. After that Supreme Court ruling, which allowed a picnic field day, whatever you want to call it, open season, everybody can give money. There are people who are actually going out, they have businesses. Karl Rove was the first one to start a business like this, where he raises money for candidates and he takes a piece of the action for himself. So every $100 that he raises, he keeps 10 for himself. Pretty good business, huh?
Not a bad deal.
They are called bundlers, and they raise large sums of money for Mrs. Clinton, for maybe Joe Biden, who's trying to figure out who these people are, and he wants to have an event with a sort of conversation, if you will. Certainly on the Republican side, a lot of this money is going to Jeb Bush because he's the safe candidate. Not much of it going to any of the other candidates, and Trump doesn't want it. So
this just goes to show you how predetermined politics are.
Correct.
And how predetermined. I mean, think about it this way. Joe Biden should not be having to go through this right now. Why wouldn't he be a candidate for the presidency? I mean, it seems like he should have already been thinking and planning and going through a run, but it was so predetermined that Hillary Clinton was going to be the candidate.
Right. The Clinton machine said, don't you dare.
There was no other option.
Don't anybody dare.
So how does this play out, though? Think about it this way for a moment. If remember how animosity prevailed with Clinton and Obama in 2008. So and they were never friends. Never. And they aren't to this day. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, who is a friend, how does he get any traction unless he goes after her trust and integrity as a central part of his message?
Well,
how do you say your friend is not to be trusted, is not to be believed? How do you do that?
I don't think he directly attacks her, actually. If you've noticed, the Democrats aren't having any debates like the Republicans are.
Yeah.
And so you notice that no one's really, even Bernie Sanders isn't really going after Hillary, even though he absolutely should be, because she, I mean, when your opponent has a hole blown through her, I mean, come on, you take your finger and you push her over, but he's not doing that. What I think you'll see, though, Joe Biden's going to have Elizabeth Warren as a running mate. He's going to come out and he's going to say he's going to run for 4 years because his age will be an issue. He can be 80 years old. So he'll come out and say, I'm going to run for 4 years. Elizabeth Warren will be my VP, and I guarantee you he's a bigger threat than the Republicans are letting him on to be, because once you have Elizabeth Warren
in
the
mix, she's a horror show. I'll tell you something.
She might be a horror show, but she has fans.
Yeah, she does.
She gets people passionate.
The lefties think she is marvelous. My daughter and I have this conversation frequently. She said, Dad, if you look at how she is on some of the social issues, you'll agree with her. I do. But I have no use for her fiscal policies. None. Zero. Nada. She is a spendthrift to the nth degree. Anyway, that's not where we are today. But it's very interesting to look at the money. Anyway, so let's go to the Middle East for a moment. The analysis.
I'm going to stay here.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, ISIS is always the topic of conversation because they're their perceived bad guys. Meanwhile, the Saudis, who are our pals, supposedly, responsible for more of the mishaps of September 11th than any other country, as far as I'm concerned, nobody knows that the Saudis execute somebody pretty much every day. Did you know that? first half of this year.
It wouldn't surprise me.
A couple of hundred people have been killed, about 100 and somewhere between 175 and 215 is the execution rate. So they topped their own record set in 1995 of how many people they put to death. And they executed this year somebody under 18, people who had mental disabilities, most of the executions are carried out by beheading, and most of them have to do with drug crimes. So, I just like to put this stuff into perspective because we have this silly feeling that the Saudis are our friend, and they aren't. They're not the friend of anybody. They're the friends of themselves, and mostly the ruling elite of the country are friends. I mean, they're, 40% unemployment there? How do you have 40% unemployment in a country that's so rich? Guy spends $300 million a year on himself.
You ready for a list of 16 things that can get you executed in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, Richie, go ahead.
And the penalties for the same crimes in the U.S. Aggravated murder, you could get the death penalty in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Murders that are not premeditated. Non-fatal terrorism events.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual assault, rape, adultery, treason, consensual gay sex with an adult. Arson, robbery, burglary, drug distribution, drug possession, apostasy.
What's that?
I don't know. Espionage.
Not
Consumption of intoxicants can get you the death penalty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And ready for the last one, number 16?
Right.
Sorcery and witchcraft.
There you go. Hurry together.
Elizabeth Warren.
Put to death. Right. All right. So, pretty good food for thought there. The Good Day time is 42 minutes after the hour. In a moment, we're going to focus on the wildfires with a journalist who's been working in this area. The Northwest wildfires are important news, and the ramifications of these wildfires have implication for all of us in this country. Stand by for that in a moment here on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding a Harley Davidson, and I thought, phew, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All
while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for Girls Night Out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
The focus on the West and the wildfires, especially the Northwest, has been something we've talked a lot about here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kenny Kessler, bringing in Sabrina Register, who is a veteran journalist working in front of the camera as a news anchor and off camera as a producer. She knows her way around a newsroom, has been covering the Northwest wildfires for Al Jazeera. Sabrina, welcome to Good Day. Where are we today at this moment with these dangerous wildfires?
Well, you know, you talk to people here in north central Washington, and they've been through wildfires before. Last season was a particularly bad one. But they will tell you that this is by far the worst that they've ever gone through. It's still a level 5 in terms of preparation. That's the highest level. 403 square miles in the state's largest wildfire on record. And that's the area where we're in. It's called the Okanagan Complex Fire. And it's been devastating. Thousands of people are still evacuated. You know, we were talking to a family in the small town of Brewster. They've been camping out for over a week. And they've been moving from one spot to another. They would go to an evacuation center in a tiny town called Penasket, only to be evacuated from that area because all of a sudden that area is in a level 3 evacuation. So they've been moving from place to place.
It's almost like being an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, it's been so tough. We actually talked to them. We stopped by last night and talked to them and said, hey, you're still out of your home, because we hadn't seen them for a couple of days. And they said, yes, we still have no word on our home. You know, some of their friends stayed behind, even if it's a level 3 evacuation area. But you are allowed to do that in Washington State. It's not illegal. You're allowed to stay behind and protect your property. But it's very, very risky. And the head of the family, this fellow named Jesse Ray Parker, refused to stay behind. He said it's just too dangerous, but he had been able to get a hold of a couple of people, neighbors close by, who said that there was basically fire surrounding his home. So he had, he stayed, he said he would not have been able to get out.
So how many homes, Sabrina, how many homes have actually been lost, do you know?
You know, the number's still a little fluid, but we can tell you that at last count, at least for this area, 5,000 homes were still threatened. The last count I got just for this particular fire, and again, there's 12 major blazes right now in Washington, but over 50 had been lost in this area. That's not only homes, but it's also structures and outbuildings.
Yeah.
50 in this area, but in the Chelan Complex fire, there's about 50 more. So safe to say, over 100.
Right, okay. So, but when you consider the number, I'm not trying to diminish this somewhat, but I want to put it in perspective, because we've had sort of a running conversation about this the last week or 10 days on Good Day with some of the folks that are commenting on Facebook and Twitter about our attitude toward this. I have said on the air, if there are no homes around, listen carefully to what I'm saying, folks, no homes around, the fires ought to be let to burn out or burn on their own, because it's better for the environment, but in the long run, better for the tree life, the green life, better for the photosynthetic process, to get rid of all of the old rubble and stuff that's there and to have new growth. That's just the way that it is. And if we were around 100, 200, 300 years ago, they wouldn't be able to fight these fires anyway. We do have the ability to fight them, but it seems to me we ought to be focusing on the places where there are homes and not every place else, because you're not going to stop these fires.
Well, I'm no, you know, expert in that area, but I will tell you that when an area is devastated by a fire, and this has happened in Washington's history, when an area is really scorched from a fire, we have a lot of rain, as you know, here in the Northwest. and it can cause huge flooding problems because there's not much for, you know, for the ground as far as any kind of support when that water comes down. So we've had bad flooding problems, too, in areas that have been really devastated by fire.
All right. Thank you for the report, Sabrina Register with Al Jazeera, talking about what's happening in the Northwest, the wildfires on Good Day.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To the right place. Travel Time with Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with the travel bargains and information on what soon is to be the longest flight anywhere in the world. How'd you like to be in an airplane for almost 18 hours without landing? And the travel distance is 8,590 miles for this trip.
No thanks.
I think I'll pay. Although I had a 16-hour ride on a 747 to Johannesburg once. It was a pretty
trip. We took to Guam, man. That was
long. Well, at least we had a 6-hour ride to the West Coast, 6 hours to Hawaii, 6 hours to Guam. At least it was broken up. All right, so Tom Parsons brings us that information, plus where you can save some money and why you might not like Delta. Up next here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This running back was the 2003 Offensive Player of the Year. He's third all-time in rushing yards in a single season and second all-time in rushing yards in a single game.
Here's Lewis. Over the right side, broke the tackle.
So where is Jamal Lewis now? Jamal was charged with possession of 5 kilograms of cocaine with intent to distribute, eventually serving 4 months in a federal prison in 2005. His troubles continued when he was arrested for failing to pay child support, and he filed for bankruptcy in 2012. There was a bright spot for Jamal later that year when he was inducted into the Ravens Ring of Honor.
Join me in a great Ravens Ring of Honor. Welcome as you turn your attention to the screen, and we see the 8th induction, Jamal.
Here's hoping Jamal Lewis can turn things around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check. In Blossix, blocks transform into structures. Find their weak spots to destroy them. Looks and sounds kind of dumb, but it's really fun.
Two thumbs up,
Blossix.
It's a hit. Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, so who holds the title, Tom Parsons, from bestprayers.com, for the world's longest flight?
Well, it used to be Qantas, and that was Dallas to Sydney, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They always had to stop. I think they had to stop on the way back, or maybe on the way down.
Fighting against probably on the way over because it would be against the headwinds?
Yeah, well, they put the new Airbus 380 on that route, and now they can fly it nonstop. But the one that's going to beat Dallas by 10 miles is Dubai on Emirates into
Panama City.
Panama City.
Right.
Yeah. Panama.
So they're opening up the, this is Central America being opened up for them. This is 8,590 miles, 17 hours and 35 minutes. You ever been on a plane that long without getting off of it?
Yeah, I've been to Sydney, but we stopped in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seemed like that took me a year to get there.
It was the flight I took on that 747 from New York to Johannesburg, 16 hours. That was a long flight. And and going over there, again, sort of the headwinds, you're going down and you're going south and east. There's a little island off the coast of Africa that's just a tanker stop. All they do on that island is fuel airplanes. That's all. There's one guy who's there in the day and one guy at night. Planes land there. You look out the window in the middle of the night, guy's fueling the plane. The plane takes off and keeps going. There's nothing there except a fuel dump. It's pretty amazing.
We see that a lot in the wintertime. You know, they're flying into 757s now from Europe to the United States, and they just have to stop in Halifax somewhere.
Sometimes.
Just can't make it.
All right, so speaking of weather and things changing, what's going on that's different this week from last week in terms of pricing? Give us a minute's worth of special stuff that you have listed. If you go to Tom's picture, DougStephan.com. Click on that, and you got some special deals for Doug Stephan listeners. What does that include?
Well, I just think the fares, I mean, with the fuel hitting, I don't know if it hit 40, under 40 yesterday.
40, yeah. So it's less than, that kind of jet fuel they're buying is less than $2 a gallon without taxes.
Yeah, I mean, you use the Rob report, so they're paying probably $1.70. As a matter of fact, that's an article I wrote this weekend for Dallas Morning News. It's Skyway robbery, what they're charging us for fuel surcharge of the year.
Yeah.
So we did see a few airfares going to Europe this week, and they lasted for maybe a day, and that was Amsterdam. I'd still be watching Europe. They were coming in, and right now Emirates has a great deal from New York to Milan, $513, which is $30 cheaper than what some of these airlines are charging for fuel surcharges.
Fuel surcharges, yeah, right. It is a real scam. All right, avoid that. Check out the fares as they're posted at bestfares.com. Tom Parsons here with us on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.